Welcome to Bold Talk Radio. I am your host, Pat Williams. Thank you for tuning in. All right, guys, let's get to some housekeeping issues. On the last episode, still trying to iron out all the wrinkles and crinkles, if you will. But let me give the plugs up front. Check out on our Facebook page. Please go there, like us on Facebook. We just got about 2,000 views, which is awesome. We thank you guys, the ones of you guys who are listening and tuning in. Please continue to do that. We appreciate it. Again, if you have a business, a product, an event, feel free. We'll plug it. And we'll plug it for free. So listen, let's get that out of the way first. Want to invite you guys to go to our Facebook page, which is Bold Talk. You don't need to add the radio. You just need to go to Facebook/Bold Talk and go to our page, like it. And we've got a couple of products on there that we want you guys to check out. Namely, we have by author Robert A. St. Thomas, The Riddle of Oz. Check that out. It talks about why the revolution was not televised. So be sure to take a look at that, like it. For more information, we can certainly help you get your hands on the book, which is soon to be released, but you can find out more on the Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon websites. Also, too, we have a book by Lakeisha Tony, and it's called Living the Agape Lifestyle. It's in English as well as in Spanish, and it deals with loving relationships from family to romance to marital. And it does so from a very altruistic and spiritual perspective. And it's a very inspirational book. I actually have that book. That book is available now. So to find out more information, please do go to our Facebook page and like it. And you'll find out more information how to order the book and make it your own. And then finally, we have, which will be advertising for Lawrence Financial Industries. So check them out as well. If you're here in the Chicagoland area, we're coming fastly approaching tax season. So you definitely want to check them out if you're here in Chicago. Any of your tax needs, financial needs, they are available. To find out how to contact Lawrence Financial Industries, please feel free again. Go to our Facebook page, like it, share it, love it, and check out Lawrence Financial Industries. Okay, so let's get on down to it, because this is going to be a pretty fun episode that I want to do today. And I'm a little distracted, guys. Please forgive me. Just trying to make sure that all of our technical issues today are on point and that we're having no problems, or at least as few problems as we can for today. So anyway, a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to get on some topics that are really something, and that's, you know, pretty much trending on social media today. Well, the first topic is Fortnite. Now, listen, guys, I'll be honest with you. I just actually downloaded the video game Walking Dead the other day, and I was playing it over the weekend, and man, it is amazing. I'm telling you guys, I grew up in the time where we were, you know, playing Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, and I love Zombie Raid, which was my joint. Oh my God, Zombie Raid was my jam. You Zombie Raid fans out there, y'all know what's good. Y'all know what's up. That was the ish. Okay, I love that stuff. All right. So, but I mean, listen, hey, I'm middle-aged, I'm 45. I haven't played video games in a long time. But I said, you know what? Let me just try this game out. And I loved it. So apparently there's a real popular video game out right now called Fortnite. And I actually read something about this article, which has been brewing over the weekend, but it looks like it's kind of hit its crescendo today, because now it's starting to get some celebrity feedback and attention in the wrong way. So apparently this video game Fortnite is pretty popular with a lot of teens, and I think it's rated, you know, T for teen or M for mature, but a lot of the teens and young people are playing this video game. I'm not familiar with it. I've never played it, so I really couldn't speak on what the game itself is. Just know that it is a video game that's really popular right now, that a lot of young people are into. And I understand it's a video game where, you know, you're kind of, you know, running around and you're kind of shooting up, you know, enemies and things like that. But I do understand that there's a portion of the game where, you know, it allows you to kind of do a celebratory dance, I believe. And, you know, sort of like how when you're playing football and you make a touchdown, you can kind of get in the end zone and do your little groove thing. Well, this video game, pardon me, guys, this video game apparently allows the character to kind of get, you know, bust a few little dance moves. And these dance moves, so I've seen, because I actually saw some excerpts from the video game online just this weekend, a lot of the dances are very popular dance moves right now. I mean, some of the dance moves I could easily recognize. Like one dance move was the Millie, you know, and some of you guys who may not be familiar, there was a rapper called, I think it's 2 Millie, or 2 Millie, I believe. And, you know, he came out with the song just a couple of years back, and the dance itself is called the Millie Rock. And so, you know, it obviously complimented the song that this rap artist released. And so this gentleman's dance is in the video, on the video game. And so, you know, the characters can kind of do the little Millie Rock. And some of you guys have seen it. You may not know the name of it, but it's kind of like when you take your hand and kind of take your hand like in a little cup swing and you kind of go from side to side. And so that's what the Millie Rock is. Okay. And then there's a few other dances. I mean, you're looking at what they call the floss kind of move, and that's the little cute move that a lot of kids like to do, and they kind of swing their arms, you know, side to side, but on the hips, kind of got the hip swing in the opposite direction. So anyway, this video game has a lot of dance moves in it, and a lot of the dance moves are very popular dance moves. You can kind of see that what the kids and the young people are doing. Well, apparently, as of today, and TMZ is reporting that actor and entertainer and host of America's Funniest Videos, AFV, which could be seen on ABC every Sunday. Apparently, Alfonso Ribeiro, and we all remember, some of us who are old enough to remember, you know, Alfonso's our age, you know, he's, you know, middle-aged guy in his 40s. pardon me, guys. He's a middle-aged guy in his 40s. And so, you know, we all remember him going back in the day to when he was moonwalking with the late Michael Jackson and, you know, talking about Pepsi is the new generation. And then some of us also remember him from the show Silver Spoons. You know, growing up, he played the friend to Ricky Schroeder on Silver Spoons. So Alfonso Ribeiro has been, dare I forget this. I mean, some of you guys who are a little bit younger than me, you guys may more or less remember him, maybe not so much from the stuff he was doing in the 80s, but certainly being on The Fresh Prince with Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And so on that show, we're all familiar with it, he's played the character Carlton. And Carlton had this little move where he kind of swings from side to side and kind of does a little two-step, but it looks really kind of hokey and kind of corny. And so apparently this dance move is in the video game. And today, Alfonso Ribeiro is suing Fortnite for his dance move being in that video. And I'm just like, OMG. One reason why I can't believe that he's suing this video game maker for the dance move is, well, number one, and I think what may have stirred him up to sue, there was an article this weekend. And like I said, I just kind of saw it in passing. I didn't think it would be a good enough story to do a podcast show about, but now I see it has since, you know, here it is 48 hours later, and here's Alfonso Ribeiro, litigating against the company. But the article itself was dealing with, you know, should the dances that have been portrayed in this video game, should it go to pay, you know, the people who created it? And is it, you know, cultural appropriation? And so they were arguing on behalf of this rapper, the one I mentioned. I think his name is 2 Millie or Millie 2. Forgive me. You younger people will probably know his actual real name. So forgive me if I'm messing that up. But he's the rap artist who name is Millie. And he created this dance move called the Millie Rock. Okay. And the young people are still doing that dance. And so the article was saying, well, is this a culture? Is this another example of cultural appropriation? Where here's a black artist and this black artist is doing this dance, and this dance have gone on to pop culture, you know, popularity, and yet this guy is not getting paid his worth in gold for, you know, his contribution. And so the article mentioned that. So I don't know if Alfonso Ribeiro must have read that same article and say, hey, I'm suing for the Carlton. But here's why I believe that Alfonso Ribeiro, in my honest and earnest opinion, and I mean, I'm a black woman myself, I don't believe that he should win it. And I don't believe that Alfonso Ribeiro should sue. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, Alfonso Ribeiro did not create that dance. Again, I'm old enough. Matter of fact, I think I may be a couple of years older than Alfonso Ribeiro. Okay. I'm old enough to remember seeing that little hokey little dance move and the little two-step and that little arm swinging side to side. I'm old enough to remember seeing that dance back in the early 80s. And I'm talking about like 1980, 81, 82. Listen, there was a pop culture phenomenon. For some of you guys who are a little bit younger, a little bit more wet behind the ears and a little shorter in the tooth than I am, there was a popularity back then. And it was called the Valley Girl craze. Now, some of you guys who may be old enough to remember this, you guys will know I'm telling the gospel truth. It was the Valley Girl craze. And I remember being a little black girl on the west side of Chicago watching this on TV. And it was just like, this is where so much of the pop culture were, how can I say it? Where the pop culture itself was so influenced by what was happening on the west coast in the valley areas. And I've been to California, you know, several times. At least a couple of times. And I've got a good friend who actually lives in one of the Valley area communities out there. And it's something to see. And I mean, they've got their own lingo, just like any other place in America. I mean, I'm in Chicago. I mean, you saw how that's being, you know, been portrayed on Saturday Night Live, you know, back in the day with, you know, doll bars, you know, I need a pole of sausage, you know, things like that. You know, then you've got different patois, you've got different accents, different idioms, you know, you've got different differences across America, just depending on where you go. If you're in Boston, it's Boston. You know, if you're in Brooklyn, it's, you know, it's things like that. Chicago, you know, it's dog bears. So every place has that. Well, back in the 80s, you really got a chance to see that and experience that, where there was just what they called this Valley Girl craze, where it was young white teen girls, you know, who came from the Valley, and this is where they're like, oh my god, like, gag me with a spoon, like, for sure, like, whatever, like, oh yeah, yeah. And so again, you're having, the older I get, I see that the older you get, there's more of a disconnect with the generations. But the crazy thing is, there's things that are like put into the atmosphere, right? There's things that's put into the stratosphere, and the younger generations, they think that they've created it, and they don't realize that subliminally, when they were kids or when they were little or in passing, they were picking up what's already been created before them. And they just put a little twist to it or a new name to it or a different look to it. And they think, voila, I've created that. And no, you haven't. Like my mom, who's in her 70s, her mid 70s, she told me, she said, look, you kids think you created the twerk. She said, we were twerking back in the 60s. And I'm like, no freaking way, Ma, get out of here. She's like, no, we were twerking. She said, but we didn't call it the twerk. Obviously, we called it the dog. And she said, now you guys have made it a little bit touch more sexualized. She said, but the dance move itself is the same. And I know my mom is right, because I've got a chance to talk with other people who are older, you know, in their 60s and 70s. And in particular, in the black community, they're like, yeah, the twerk is the dog. So again, I believe in the Bible. I believe in what the Word of God says. There's nothing new under the sun. And so, again, for Alfonso Ribeiro to think that he's created this move because people called it the Carlton. And this is where you also look at cultural, not only just a generational disconnect, but you look at cultural disconnect. Listen, I've had to tell a lot of my black friends, and I'm black, but I have to admit, I was exposed to a lot of multiculturalism as a kid. That's just the way my Black family was. And I have a lot of, biracial and multicultural relatives that's in my family and associated with my family. So I kind of grew up in that way, even though I still grew up in the hood. It's kind of weird. I kind of had all kind of different varieties of experience as a kid, which I thank God for it. But long story short, again, a lot of my friends who may not have come up with a cross-cultural experience, you know, a lot of them actually thought that Alfonso Ribeiro, and I'm talking about before today, before he decided to sue this video game company about their video game, Fortnite, they actually thought that he created that dance move. And they said, oh, we love the Carlton. It's called the Carlton, the Carlton. And I'm like, no. I'm like, guys, he did not create that dance move. That dance move comes from white teen girls who were kicking it back in the day in the early 80s in the valleys of California, man. And I'm like, that's the Valley Girl move. Matter of fact, when I was coming up, I've got siblings who are a little bit older than me. We used to actually call that dance the Valley Girl. So it was like the Valley Girl. And it was actually a song called the Valley Girl back then. And that was the move that you did to that song. It was called the Valley Girl. Honest to God, you guys can go back, go to YouTube, pull up the song Valley Girl. There may be a video out there, but I know if you can't find that, pull up the Go-Go's. We got the beat, we got the beat, we got the beat. Yeah, we got the beat. Pull up that video. You guys will see Belinda Carlisle and her girls and the Go-Go's. Man, they were killing that move. And that song came out like in what, 1980, 81, 82? That was the Valley Girl. That was like 10, 12 years before Alfonso Ribeiro translated that into Black culture and Black visual understanding in the 90s when he was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Because before then, a lot of Blacks hadn't saw that move. But if you were a Black kid who actually saw that move or were connected to more of a cross-cultural experience, you knew, like, nah, Alfonso Ribeiro is just, he's actually just bringing the Valley Girl, the white teen Valley Girl move, into that show. So I think it's really very suspicious and outrageous, honestly, that Alfonso Ribeiro should be suing for the Carlton when he's not the creator of that dance move. If anything, those white teen girls in the Valley should be like, hey man, we're suing you. Or the Go-Go's, Belinda Carlisle, say, hey man, we did that move before you did it. You know what I mean? So if we're going to talk about cultural appropriation, this is why you've got to be careful. You know, because it's like, you know, who took it from who? But in this case, this was taken. Here's a Black guy who did a white woman's move. Well, I should say white woman. It's a Black guy who did a white girl's move. Because, I mean, these were white teen girls back in the day. And Alfonso Ribeiro, growing up in California, he knew that. And he took that dance and projected it on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it became sort of this subculture kind of iconic dance move that's been attributed to him. But he's trying to sue for it as if he created it, and he didn't. So Alfonso Ribeiro, in my opinion, is doing reverse cultural appropriation. Now, who I do feel should sue for cultural appropriation, it should be this rapper Millie, because he should sue for it. Because honest to goodness, that little move that he's doing, that came from that guy. So if we want to talk about cultural appropriation, I'm going to vote and put my money on Millie. And I tell Millie, go get your money from that video game. But Alfonso Ribeiro, sit down, because you didn't create that. And you better be careful, because guess what? There's going to be a lot of people who's old enough, like me and like you, Alfonso, to know you didn't create that move. All right, guys, I'm going to stop this episode here. Thank you so much for listening to Bold Talk Radio. I'll be back. Next episode, we're going to talk about the Cardi B and Offset marital situation. And we're gonna have an upcoming issue. I'm going to call it the sex issue. And we're going to get into some real deep stuff. So I think you guys will enjoy it. I think you guys will like it. Again, go to our page on Facebook, like it, share it, feel free, give it a thumbs up. And again, we're looking for, you know, many of you guys, if you got products, you got an event, you got anything you'd like for us to plug, I'll be more than happy to do that. In addition, give us some ideas. If you got a show idea, or right now we're trying to work out the technicalities where we can start bringing guests into the shows. So we'll be doing that very soon. I'm pretty sure over into the new year in 2019. But since we're still trying to work it all out and take our baby steps, we'll just keep it where I'm just kind of on my soapbox and ranting a little bit about issues. But we want to hear your questions. We want to hear your ideas. We want your feedback. So feel free, check us out on Facebook. We will be having an Instagram as well as a Twitter coming up soon, and that will be announced. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I'm your host, Pat Williams. Thank you for listening to Bold Talk Radio.